Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, we're going to be moving here just a moment. I'm going to let the Lord God just hit me. I'm going to let the Lord God touch me just a little bit. I'm going to set the position here for the Lord God to speak it. I'm here at HMFC Studios. I'm going to be in Plano, Texas. I want to see you guys to be with us on till this morning, this afternoon, whatever the part of the city you may be in. It's a pleasure for you guys to be with us. So let us call in this afternoon from area code 515-602-29738. Those who are going to come in and be a part of the service. Good morning, welcome. Got to check some audio here. We've got ourselves in position here. We're going to move here to where I'm speaking on this particular station here. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right back with you guys in a second. Oh my God, it's truly a pleasure for you guys to be with me here at HMLC Studios. Kind of cut you guys back just a little bit and try to get some of the audio right in position here. As we go forward, for those who join us to our Facebook channel, that was a link sent to you guys. Just hit that link. That'll get you right into the show. I'm going to say once again, I don't want to sound repetitive, but those who are calling in, area code 515-602-9738 to get you right into the studio. And we're going to get moving here. Let's open up a prayer. Let's get into the Word and hear what the Word of God is speaking on this morning here at HMLC Studios as we go forward. Father God, we thank you. We bless you as always. As we come before your throne, Father God, it's such an honor and a blessing just to be in your presence. Each and every time you give us an opportunity to have the breath and breathe and speak that which you have given us to come from your kingdom. Father God, anoint the Word, even as I anoint my head to go forth with the power, the presence of the blood. Everything I speak out of my mouth, let me be your conduit. In this time that we speak to your people, that they may bring information and revelation to them, help them move forward in whatever it may be in their life. Father God, we just thank you. We bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord, amen. Let's look at the Word of God. Let's go to the book of 2nd. Well, let's look at the book of Acts. We're going to go back over. I want you to put 2nd Timothy in your notes right for here just a little bit. No, we'll get back over there and we'll look at that. I'll look carefully at some different areas of the verses of here in the book of Acts chapter 4. And it's really a relevant word for this time and season. It goes back to the word of God. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves. And it comes to the part of hearing the word of God. Same thing would happen when Peter and John went into this particular area. He had ministered the word of God about the death, burial, and resurrection. And it comes to the point when they were seized under the jurisdiction of a man who was actually in that particular company. And we understand and realize sometimes, you know, we have words that we speak, words that go forth, and the plan of God, the power of God, the revelation of God is always trying to be hindered by something or somebody in some sort of way. But we got to press forth. We got to press through and believe and declare that in the midst as we go forth, God's got something far more greater than we can imagine or think of. In the word of the book of Acts, we're going to look it over here in the King James Version. We're going to look at it in the New International, and we'll look at it also in the Amplified Edition. And let's kind of get Let's start from the Amplified Edition over here in the particular fourth chapter. And we're going to look at the AMPC Classics. And then Peter and John were talking to the people and the high priest. Now, let's understand that what's about to take place here. They're about to shut down the traditions of the high priest. You know, these men and women of God were people who come from wealthy families, and they want to keep their traditions in place because they really had a little money, kind of like now, you know, wealthy rules and that thing in nature. So Peter and John comes to this particular campus and says over here in the book of Acts chapter 4 in the Amplified Edition why they spoke to the people. The Bible said they considered the military commanders of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. Now, their job is to silence the word of God. Now, you can silence the flesh. That's what I'm saying. You can silence the flesh, but you can't silence the word. That means they took abuse from these particular temple guards, but they considered the word was already being delivered. And this is what we understand the word of God when we say faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. It's not saying you don't obey your leaders or this, that, and the other, but you got to understand the words that come out of their mouth. That's what's going to be the fruition to bring you forth. So we all just being conduits. It's all we are. We talk about this particular scripture. We go over to the book of 1 Corinthians. You think about it, you'll have to go to that third chapter. You know, Paul kind of spoke the same thing to Paul and Apollo. You know, when they went to that particular area or region in the book of Corinth to the Corinthians, and he spoke to them as they begin to kind of sound off over there about the process of being men of God who's called to do the work of the kingdom of God. And Paul kind of got him out. You guys can't even drink the milk. You want to eat the milk. But, you know, as they went farther, you know, in the scripture, at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he went on and told them, he declared, you know, who are you, Paul, and who's Apollo? Well, he's making a distinction between that me and you are, it's the word that's going to take forth. He said, one plants, one water, but I eat the increase. Now, that's God's word to those who look at themselves as being more high than they are to think. Well, if you come back over here, you look at the book of Acts, in the Amplified Edition, he said, while Peter and John were talking to the people, listen to what's in, the priests came, the military commanders of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. Then they come in to silence these men of one of God, or this man of God who's doing the work of God. And the word of God said, being vexed and indignated, because they were teaching the people, look at proclaiming, and that word right there, proclaiming, you go to Matthew chapter 28, and you see what the word of God says, go out to all the world, proclaim. They're proclaiming, and then they cease. And they said, John, Jesus from the resurrection, the proclaiming and the ceasing of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, I want you to see this right here, because I know I got a little fast tongue. I got that in Michigan in me, so you have to stay with me when I come with this word, because you'll miss some things. I want to make sure I bring this as smooth as I can to you. They say, being vexed. Vexed is under stress and indignated. They're mad, even though they taught the word, because they were teaching the people and looking and proclaiming in the case. They had a case in the process that they had to bring forth, and they had to get a word to the people, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but truth. So they came there with a case. They understand if you're willing to be saved, willing to be sanctified, filled with the precious power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to present our case like a lawyer. Now, we understand the very persecutors were the temple guards and those priests who ran that temple. But they came in with a powerful case, like a court case. We're going to present our case, and our case is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we declare that we're going to win this, and we're going to shut down every form of any persecution that's coming against us. Because what we're going to do, we're going to reveal the word to you. As we reveal the word to you, though they put us in prison, we still know our work has been done. And this is why we really got to understand it's more than what you can see in the scripture. Just because God calls you to do the work of the ministry, don't look at yourself as being anything, but it's through the power and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we speak. So when we speak the word of God, we got to make sure that we understand the word of Romans, what is Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So we've been conduits and being called according to Romans, as we come bring ourselves to the point of convincing of this. Giving our life to Christ, Romans 10:8-9, what says out, the word of God near you, in your mouth. That means you got the ability to speak and declare and call things, Romans 4:17, to be not to the work. Because now I'm in the position of being a kingdom representative. In the midst of being a kingdom representative, I'm going to find all kind of allegations and problems that come against me. But you got to continue to endure in the word. You got to go forth. So the word of God says, being vexed and indignated through the case, or they're teaching the people, proclaiming the case of, because it's a case of Jesus Christ, the resurrected from the dead. Now, what they've done, they laid hands on them, and they arrested them. And they put them in prison until evening time. But I want you to understand something. They said put them in prison until evening, then the following day, and already and it was evening. But it says right here, if you think about this, even though they put them in prison, the second verse proclaims the word. It proclaims the case has already been won. Because if you look at the second half of this particular area of Acts chapter 4, in that second verse, look what he said, teaching the people and proclaiming. And the word of God decrees with Isaiah 55:11, the Old Testament, every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God go forth, but will not come back void. God declares that you are a walking epistle. Whatever God calls you to do the work, and you understand the rules and regulations of the kingdom of God, and why the word are conditional. When you proclaim the word and you walk in the understanding to know that you are representative for the kingdom of God, God's not going to let your word be vexed. It's not going to let it be held back. Listen, they got vexed. They got mad from the physical standpoint of view, but the word pushed forth. And we go over here and look at this word a little bit stronger. He said they laid hands on them and they arrested them in the third verse. And they put them in prison. It doesn't matter what they did with the physical body. The damage has already been done in the second verse. Because you come up to the King James Version, men grieved, they taught the people. And they preached through what they was going through. Remember, they are conduit. They preached through the resurrection from the dead. And the Bible said, laid hands on them and they put them in holding until the next day. And the fourth verse says in the King James Version, howbeit many of them, this is what comes in that. This is your Romans 10:17. They heard the word. This is what you got to really understand. You're not expendable, but you're called to be a kingdom representative. This is what the word of God tells you over in the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed there be thy name, thy kingdom come. Look here, given the will of God on earth as it is in heaven. That means that under the obligations to carry out the rules, the regulations of the kingdom work which God has put in me. This is why you see on my scriptures, you see here, you come into my studio, you'll see a word on the wall over here, on one of the banners, that he who has begun a great work in you, Philippians 1:6, he will complete that work until the day of Jesus Christ, which is really good for you to say and understand, of course, Jeremiah 29:11. When God gives you a plan based on the fact what he said in Jeremiah 1, it's got to come to fruition based on what he told you on Jeremiah 29:11, because you got to go back to him to get the information and instructions to do the work. Now, when God said his word won't go void, according to Isaiah 55:11, what it will accomplish, that's you as being a man and woman of God, despite of the circumstances, the situations you're in, you're going forth. Peter and James did a work in terms of what was going on to the point the high priest, well, Peter and John did a work that they couldn't deny. Peter and John went into that temple, and they went in with the boldness through the Holy Spirit, proclaiming that what God has given them in the case of doing the work of the kingdom of God. The word of God says when they did that case, over in the book of King James Version, the third verse, they said they laid hands on them. And when that word saying laying hands on them, this is when people get indignated. If you think about the word of God, you look at that, the Sadducees were really were skeptics of the Old Testament, except for the book of Moses. And we talk about the process of the book of Moses that took the Torah and just destroyed that. They put all of their rules and regulations in place to make it to fit their needs and what they wanted to do. And the word of God comes back. They challenge the belief of the teaching of the word of Jesus Christ. How many people know that anytime you challenge the word of God, it's just going to prevail? You may put a person down. You may put a person in prison or whatever it may be, bring them to whatever sentence. But when that word goes out, it goes back to Isaiah 5:5-11. That word went forth and the word of God come back void because you're a representative of the kingdom of God. That's why he tells you in Isaiah 55:11, every word, as you've been a kingdom representative, not only the position, has been a man of God, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, and you got a word, listen to me, you got a big old Jesus living on the inside of you. That's why the word of God says, according to Romans 4:17, you can speak and call things that be not what they were. And knowing that when you speak a word and proclaim a word, it's got to go forth, because you're actually doing and mimicking that what God has called you to speak to the people. So when you understand the word, he said they put them in prison in the fourth verse. How did many of them heard the word, but the believers came to be about a number of 5,000. I'm just kind of speculating through it, but I only want you to understand the process of what's going. We look at the normal scripture of it in the King James Version. He said, how did many of them heard? They heard what? The word. When you talk about the word of God, you talk about the faith of God, the revelation of God, the illumination of God. Even when you go back to the book of Genesis, you think about the book of Genesis in such a way that it was designed and engineered in the coming forth. There wasn't no scripture in place. And y'all listening to me? There wasn't no scripture in place. There wasn't any kind of ledgers anyway. It was just a spoken word. The Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. in the midst of God creating the heavenly world, the Bible said there was nothing. It was darkness on the face of the earth. Everything came into fruition on the word. Same thing you see going on with Peter, James, Peter and John. The Bible said they heard the word, and they put them in hold until the next day. Even though they put them in hold until the next day, the damage has already been done. The faith of God's word, the listening of the ear and the believer, God will cause the word to penetrate the heart of a man and woman of God to make them hear things that they never heard before. This is what the word of God tells you. I got things for you you never known, seen, or heard before in your life. Go back to 1 Corinthians. You look at 1 Corinthians. You look at that second chapter. Look at that ninth verse. He makes it very clear. Look at eyes have not, ears have not, neither has it in it. How do you think these people came to the fruition of hearing God's word? Because it was delivered by the Holy Spirit. When you got the Holy Spirit leading you, it'll penetrate any force of any person, of anybody. These people were desperate in that area over in the book of Acts because they were living inside this particular place where these temple guards were. They were under rulership of these dictators who didn't really understand the word of God. They didn't love the word of God. They shut down the word of God. They didn't have anything to do with the word of God. They believed Moses' teaching, which is what Moses' teaching, but they wrecked that. They tore that up. So nobody put a lot of stuff in it that wasn't quite right in terms of Moses put in place, and they destroyed the word. They made it to what they wanted to be. But in the midst of this, howbeit many of them which heard the word believe. That's a key point in this whole scripture. When you look at this whole particular chapter, the key point in this particular scripture is faith coming by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. That's what you're going to be. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Your job as a man or woman of God is to validate what comes out of the mouth of that priest. Not to look at me or anybody else that they're more high than they ought to be. We see a lot of that going on. I don't say anything about a person being in a position what they be, but you never should put yourself in a position to think of yourself being more high than you ought to think. When God raises priests and temples, as priests and prophets up to do the word of God, he don't tell them to look upon themselves. It's being accolades. They're getting validation. Their job is being conduits, whatever lane they're in, whatever their gift in, whatever God's called them to be. You stay in your lane and do your work. You don't let an outside force come in to interrupt what God gave you, because God's going to give you the way he wanted to give it to you. And what you got to do as a listener is analyze the word and line it up with the Spirit. So now that these men and women have heard the word of God decreed and declared that even called the temple guards and the people of the temple to change the thoughts of what they were thinking. Because you go down in the fourth verse, how many of them heard the word? And the Bible says, how many of them heard the word? And the word said, the word believed, but they believed. And the number of people came to be about 5,000. Look at how many of them which believe. Now that's me telling me that was even though it came to be about 5,000, everybody didn't hear the word. The Bible said how many of them which. I mean, there's a choice of people that probably heard and some didn't hear. It could have been more. But it's not, to me in this particular scripture, in this particular fourth verse, that even though the word was heard, it was convinced by those who heard. And I'm telling you, man and woman of God, when you hear a word and it begins to spread, so the people that was in the temple, that was under the jurisdiction of the Holy Spirit who heard the word, they went back and told their wives about it. So I believe it's more than 5,000, because now the word began to spread. Because the word of God said, which of them have heard the word? I mean, it fell on what's called selective ears. And when they heard the word, they began to believe, and they was convinced. And they would start telling their sisters, their brothers of the town. So I believe the word began to spread, just like with us right now. Then we don't worry about the validation of numbers and titles and positions. Our job is to spit the word to the point that God's given it to us. And the way he gives it to us, we speak that. This is why he tells you in 1 Corinthians, in that particular second chapter, in the ninth verse. He makes it clear. Eyes have not, ears have not, and neither has it entered in. God's work is conditional now. His blessings are conditional, and the word is conditional. That means you got to speak the word of God for it to come to full fruition. You can't put a bunch of junk in there. You can't just throw some stuff in there that sounds good, and I believe that'll preach. You hear a lot of that in the old, and I believe that's a preach. No, it ain't what you're preaching. It's what the word of God gives you to speak. If you're going to be a conduit for the kingdom of God, then you got to speak what he's telling you to speak. So in this particular fourth verse, he said, how many of them heard the word, and they believed? And the number of not just men, they didn't see the women, was about 5,000. Now, I believe in that scripture, they're talking about men and women. Let's go over here and look at this a little bit further here. I want to look at something over here in this particular New International Version. And the word in the New International Version said that, but many of them heard the message, believe. Now, that makes a little bit more sense for those who are not looking at, you know, King James can be a little bit, but he said, many of them heard the message, believe. So the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. As the men of God grew, they had to tell their wives, their children. The information continued to spread outside the camps until a point it came undeniable. So when we look at the word of God as a fulfillment, and it came to pass on tomorrow, the rulers of the elders of the scribes, Ananias, the high priest, Cephas, John, Alexander, and many of the kindred of the high priest gathered themselves, look what they gathered themselves at Jerusalem. And they look at here in the seventh verse, and they set them in the midst, and they asked, by what power? They was convinced. Not only was the people came to be about 5,000, but the rulers, the priests, Cephas, John, Alexander, all of them, they began to be inquisitive about what was taking place in the very town and what they're supposed to be governing over. In other words, Peter and John came and stirred up some stuff. Peter and John came and just tore the place up. At discombobulated, a lot of them had to run around in circles wondering what's going on. So they begin to set them in the midst of them. They ask them, by what power, by what name have you done this? And Peter, being filled with the Holy Spirit, set in the midst. Look what he did. Peter, being filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers and you people of the elders of Israel, if this day we be examined of good deeds done to the important man, by which he means he laid hold. Now, this man is a crippled man. They say he was an important man. But which the means he was made whole, they mesmerized. He said in the 10th verse, let it be known unto all and to all the people of Israel. I want this word to ring. That by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, you put him to death. To bring your own rules and regulations in place, but you can't kill the Holy Spirit. You may kill the flesh as it goes back over there in the air of that particular fourth verse. If you go back to the fourth verse, you'll see that word come to fruition all over again. Hobby, many of them heard the word and believed, and the number came to be about 5,000. You go to the third verse, he said they put them and told them into evening time. But you come back down here and look at this word in the 10th verse, he said, but it was known unto all of you and all the people of Israel that, look here, by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's what the people heard. They heard the things about Jesus Christ. They knew he was real. But what happens when people keep you under some kind of witchcraft? I'm going to say it like that because it happens like that sometimes. People put you under some holding. They let you feel and let you think that you don't got what it takes to get an overflow from the kingdom of God, because they hold you under traditions and man-made religions and theologies and all these ologies. They hold you at bay. They put words on you and they restrict the power of God from moving in your life. But it comes back here once again. Be it known unto you all and all the people of Israel by the name of what? Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Look, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him do this man stand before you whole. It was no other choice. It was no other choice that could have happened. Let me show you something in the book of Timothy. Let me go to the book of Timothy for a minute. Second Timothy chapter. I was looking at some second chapter of Timothy. I want to look at something here and get up here right quick. In the Second Timothy 2:9. I was looking at this just the other day. When I suffer trouble as an evildoer, I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto the bonds, but the word of God is no bond. Do y'all understand what he's saying there? Let's go to the Amplified Edition. I want you to really get a good understanding of what he said in the 9th verse. I want you to kind of just, you know, roll with this, because sometimes you find yourself having to be something that wasn't quite right in the eyesight of God, but you got to understand how God predestined you and chose you. Go back to the word of the book of Ephesians. You go to Ephesians chapter 1. You go to the fifth verse. And he begins to understand you, that God predestined you and designed you for his good purpose and his good will. It doesn't matter what they think about you. It doesn't matter what you used to be. Because if you really think about it, you want to get the truth about it. He goes back and tell you over in the book of Ephesians, that Ephesians chapter 2, that we were all not trespassing sin. So everybody was something that was wrong in their life. Even if we look to Romans 8:23, for all has fallen short. So when God tells you about it, even you was in your negative situation, your negative things that you were doing, even in your perils, as he speaks over here in the book of Timothy, God said he yet understood that the word is not peril. Let me get you a good understanding of what this says, and I want you to really hear this, because this is a classic word right here. when he said this, and for the people who want to understand this particular area of the ninth verse. Look what he says over here in the Amplified Edition. For that gospel, I am suffering affliction. The word of God said, you're going to have some problems when you're praying this word. They're going to come at you. But you know what? They're no match for the power of God. He said, even weren't in chains like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained in prison. Paul speaks about the process in the time in Colossae, even was in prison. You remember Paul and Silas when they was in jail. The word of God brought them out. Listen to me, right? Y'all talking to me. The God will bring you up out of any situation. It doesn't matter what the situation is. They said they prayed. And the Bible said Paul and Silas prayed, the chains were loosed. It was loosed off of the body of the men of God. They said, walked out there undetected. The same thing happened with Peter. When they was praying for him, Peter come knocking on the door. They thought he was a ghost. But the gates and all the things, the proclivities, the problems in your life, it just opened up. I don't care what you deal with, sicknesses and illness, whatever the problem may be in your life, man, what we got, the plan of God is supersedes far beyond more than you can imagine even think of. When a man weighs and a woman weighs is pleased to God, God will give you the very things you need, and that's through the extraordinary vision and revelation, the supernatural direction of the Holy Spirit. These men and women of God heard the word. And when they heard the word, they began to be released from the very things that held them captive by these temple gods in that particular area of Israel. Go back to this once again. We'll look at this in the area, in this particular area of the second verse in Acts chapter 4. I'm going to make this very clear in the New International Version in the second verse. And they were guilty, look at it, and it was greatly disturbed. This is in the International Version, New International Version over in 4 and 2. And they were greatly disturbed because of the apostles were teaching the people. Look what they were doing. And proclaiming in what? The name of the resurrection of the dead. Now, when you look at this, look what the apostles were doing. It wasn't them was doing anything. The apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming the resurrection of the dead. You go back over here, you look at it in the King James Version. Look what it says in the King James Version. He said, they've been grieved that they taught the people and preached. Look here, this is the word, through. This is what you got to understand when you're doing the word of God. You're just a conduit. You're not to think of yourself being anything other than what God has called you to be. Don't get lifted up. Don't lift your heels up. Don't get caught up in accolades, positions, and titles. Don't get caught up in that. Do the work of the kingdom of God. Whatever lane he calls you to run it, run your race. As an athlete, as a person of my time, doing sports, I had to understand one thing, that if I concentrate on the next lane of another person, I can probably be kind of hindered from doing my work because my race is only given to where I have to run. I can't challenge my race to anyone else. And when I say that, you can never mimic your ministry off of anyone else. The word of God tells me like this. He says, behold, I will do a new thing. That when God calls you in the work, according to Jeremiah 1:5, created, born, designed, and engineered, your work may not be like mine or anybody else's. It may be familiar because it's a familiar work because it's coming to the Holy Spirit, but your work is never designed to be like anyone else's. If God can count the hairs on your head, you don't think he got enough wisdom, knowledge, and power to give you a work in your life of all the people in the world to give them something totally different. You got to understand you're dealing with a phenomenal God. You're dealing with an extraordinary God. A creator, a designer, an engineer. God is never going to duplicate anything when it comes down to his work. He's going to give you specifically what's designed to fit you and nobody else. You don't worry about what they think about you. You move forward and understand through the power, through the presence of the Holy Spirit, the plan of God in your life is always more than what you can see, baby. We're going to go over here, look at this area over here in the book of Timothy once again. And then go back to the book of Timothy. I will look at this particular area in the 10th verse. And the Bible says, therefore, I endured all things for the elect's sake. Now, look what he's saying. I endured all. Who is the elect in his life? Jesus Christ. You know, his Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. For the elect thing, that I may also obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus, in eternal glory. See, when I do the work, and I do as I'm supposed to, my place is already positioned in the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter what they think or what they say, how they feel about you. Your job is to do what God called you to do. When you do what God called you to do, you will see the very things in your life come to full form and full fruition. God's plan is always more than what you can see. You can never find yourself in a position to make yourself understand that, no, look, what am I supposed to do? Follow the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. Anything you do, my mother always told me, pray, do up, pray, always pray before everything you do. Just because a person gives you a word that sounds good, hey, pray about it. Just because a prophet gives you a word, go pray about it. Just don't jump on and holler, run and say, Lord, da, 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 da. No, you take it before God. Lord, is this true? So what I'm telling you about is you got to make sure what you're hearing in this day and time is going to be from the Holy Spirit, Him only. If God sends a prophet your way, then it's got to be revealed. It's got to be validated. Understand the process of Jesus going into Bethel, and He cursed that fig tree, and the disciples heard Him curse that fig tree. But the next day, they saw the revelation of what He said. That's how you look at prophecy. If it comes to pass, if God, you look at prophets dream and prophets prophesy, but it's got to be validated. It may not come to fruition right away, but you got to hold to the point where you see what's real come real. And I tell a lot of people, a lot of times, because the word didn't come to you the way you wanted to come to you, and it wasn't exercised to you in such an enthusiastical way, like we did with Naaman in his situation. Naaman was going down there. Of course, Syrian army, goes out to defeat the Syrians, comes back with a little girl in his house, and she gives a prophetic word in the kitchen of his wife, gives a word to the king, calls a disturbance, who's out and try to heal this man of what he does. Naaman begins with loading this horse, all his goods, going down to the prophet Elijah, gets down there with the prophet Elijah. Elijah tells him, simple word, go there. So sometimes the way a person hear the word ain't all exactly got to come through enthusiastics in terms of sounding loud. You don't have to, as I said, bust your neck or strain yourself. You need to tell them the word of God, because the word of God says faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. Now, sometimes I admit and I pray, sometimes I call on God like He had a hearing aid, but it doesn't take that. As I learn to go with wisdom and knowledge, I can talk to God in normal conversation. And God can give me what He wants. And sometimes we find ourselves the more enthusiastic that we are, we think God hears us a little bit more. Well, that's the outward appearance that people say, a vain repetition of words. It sounds good to the ears of people. But when you're talking to a God who created you, He knows you got, you know, He don't have selective hearing. He knows what He hears. Well, He will have selective hearing because He hears your prayers. And the prayers of every individual, if you believe what you pray, it will never touch the ground. I believe when God gives you a word, it's going to come to the point that no man can understand and no man will know. That's why it sounds foolish. But you got to believe and declare that when God gives you something, it don't come through theatrical. A lot of times we put theatrics in it. It was in seminary. You know, put the theatrics in it. The reason they tell you to put theatrics in it, why? Because some of the people fall asleep under your messages. And sometimes you got to do something to shake them a little bit, wake them up a little bit. But you don't want to hold them too long. You want to make sure you make your point across and you want to go ahead. Keep your audience captured with the words that go forth. And when your words go forth through the Spirit, you will hear the power of God, the revelation of God, the illumination of God in your life and around your life. As I said once again, I'm Apostle Charles Ellis here at HNLC Studios. I don't want to keep it too long. Send my beautiful wife, Pastor Patty Ellis. Usually you hear the woman of God, Minister Renee Ellis, on this particular segment of this show here at HNLC Studios. She's always a powerful woman of God. Her and her mother, Minister Ruth Ellis, does a great work here. You got to get a chance to tune in, you know, be a part of the work she's doing here at HNLC Studios. For those who are kind of going to find her on a Facebook channel, you want to go to Minister Renee Ellis, the little one. You can look her up. You can Google Minister Renee Ellis. Matter of fact, you can just Google the little one. Just Google the little one, and you'll see a lot of our shows, Spotify, XM Radio. They're all out there. And the work they're doing at the BTR show, I tell you, it's a phenomenal work. For those who have an ear to hear, I tell you, this ministry brings forth some great revelation and information to you in this day and time which we're living in. I believe we're designed to go out and do work throughout all the world. I think God is reaching to Damascus. You know, we're way over 8 million plus in different shows throughout the world. They're just everywhere. So you're always going to hear a great word that's going to come from here at HNLC Studios. Not only that, it's going to be a word that's going to help you in your walk in Christ. Men and women, God, we love you. We bless you. We thank you for being here. Each and every one of you. God, we thank you for the men and women God have been with us here at HNLC Studios. We thank you for the power, the grace, the mercy you poured upon them as we go forth to continue this work. Father God, we ask you to look over the world. God, through the Spirit, God, through the power, through the blood. Father God, convert to the full wind of the Holy Ghost. We continue to spread. Let it go into the house and home. You know, let it move up and down, all around. Let it be a power, conviction, and a change in such a way, Father God, they'll never understand, realize, and tell God has something really more. Father God, mesmerize them in the Spirit. So, Father God, we just ask you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you touch us, look over us, keep us, help us. All what we need in this day and time, with all the things that's going on around the world, all the envy, all the anger, all the hate that's in the hearts of the people. Father God, peel the callous back. Let them have love. that they may realize and understand, Father God, you are in control. And these things we're seeing, Father God, is not the last. It's not unto death, but those who endure through the process of what you declared in their life. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If each and every one of you hate us, and bless you guys, be with me. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis signing off here, and it's Mercy Studios. Hey, you guys have a great day.